the Rocky Mountains. Canada is Prince Edward Island. Canada is a country made for love. Canada is La Belle Province. Canada is the Yukon Mine. Canada is a country full of love. We have love for our neighbor of whatever creed or color. We have love for our cities and our valleys and our plains. We have a voice that is calling, telling all the world we're willing to welcome them to this great land. Well, that's what Canada is.
Canada is the Rocky Mountains. Canada is Prince Edward Island. Canada is a country made for love. Canada is the Belle Province. Canada is the Yukon Mine. Canada is a country full of
audio booze. And that's what this is. Good day, ladies and gents. It's Gwen Lian here with you on February 11th, and this is the February Day 11 Challenge. What's your country's style, and can you name five people or places that personify your country? Well, I am from Kanuckistan. No, you didn't know that! I just played that song at the beginning of this boo for absolutely no reason at all. Anyhow... Yes, I'm a Canuck, and I would say that, by and large, Canadians are friendly, caring, laid-back people. Now, there's an exception to every rule, and I would say that in this case, that exception is Toronto, which is the rudeness capital of the world, as far as I'm concerned. Some of you might actually say that's London, but... England, that is. London, Ontario is lovely. But, as far as I'm concerned, it's Toronto. Anyhow, generally, Canadians really are the nice, polite people for which we have a worldwide reputation of being. That's always been my experience, anyway. There are always exceptions who are not Torontonians, but no, generally, I would say that Canadians really do care about others. And really are polite and do want to be kind. They really are welcoming also of others from other nations and races. We know that such people can help to make this land even greater than it is now. And I think that's why we do welcome others with such open arms. As to people and places that personify the country, well, yeah, I can think of a few people, certainly, that typify the country's achievements and good points. Number one, I'm going to say Margaret Atwood, simply because she is such a prolific author and poet and speaker. She's been active since the 70s, and she's still writing today, and she has just produced an enormous output. So I think of all the Canadian authors out there, many of whom are truly wonderful, I'm going to have to say that Margaret Atwood is the one I think of first when I think of output and world recognition. Number two, I'm going to say Terry Fox. Now that might sound rather cliche to fellow Canadians, but honestly, he does typify one of our greatest achievements. He was an athlete who developed cancer when he was fairly young, and he actually went on a marathon while he was suffering from cancer to raise money for cancer research. It was called the Marathon of Hope. Now, he died before he could finish that marathon. So every year in October, usually, or is it late September? You know what? It could be late September. I'm sorry. I think it is. We have runs all over the country in his name and in his honor. Yeah, I'm sorry. It is in September. My apologies. Number three, I'm going to say Nellie McClung. That name will probably not be familiar to anyone who lives outside the country. She was a very famous female feminist, social activist, and politician. She was also the first female member on the board of directors for the CBC. She and a few other women who made up a group called the Famous Five were instrumental in allowing women to vote and to sit on the Senate. And that's why I would include her in my list of five people that really typify the achievements of the country. Number four, I'm going to say Pierre Trudeau because I think he was the best damn prime minister this country ever had, and I wish we could have somebody like him. Again, I would have said Jack Layton, but historically, he's not as significant. He was just a damn good politician, and I miss him dreadfully. He died of cancer a couple of years ago. But yes, Pierre Trudeau, he was funny, he was intelligent, he was a man of the people, and we just haven't had someone quite so vivacious and witty and full of ideas since he was around. I'm sorry, but I have to say, in comparison, everybody else has been flaccid and weak-minded. I know that sounds harsh. We've had some good prime ministers. I quite liked Paul Martin, for example, but just nobody as good as Trudeau. And number five, yes, I know, I'm terrible, but I have to say it, Wayne Gretzky. He was the best damn hockey player we ever had. Although I think some people might disagree and say Gordie Howe or Rocket Richard, but in my lifetime, it was Wayne Gretzky. And hockey is our national sport, so I did have to mention him. As for places that typify Canada, that's kind of hard for me to say, honestly, because I've actually never been outside this province. Sad but true. I've traveled to a couple places in the States, but never to any other provinces in the country. So all I can really say is Tim Hortons, which is like our national coffee and donut shop. Everybody knows what Tim Hortons is. If they live in Canada or the US. So there you have it. That's what Canada is to me.
When I look around me, I can't believe what I see. It seems as if this country has lost its will to live. The economy is lousy, we barely have an army, but we can still stand proudly, cause Canada's really big. We're the second largest country on this planet Earth. And if Russia keeps on shrinking, then soon we'll be first.
As long as we keep Quebec.
And USA has tanks, and Switzerland has banks. They can beat them banks, they just don't amount. Cause when you get down to it, you find out what the truth is. It isn't what you do with it, it's the size that counts. Those people will tell you that France is pretty large, but you can put 14 Frances into this land of ours.
It takes a lot of work, it takes a whole lot of work. We're larger than Malaysia, almost as big as Asia. We're bigger than Australia, and it's a continent so big we seldom bother to go see one another, though we often go to other countries for vacations. Our mountains are very pointy, our prairies are not. The rest is kind of bumpy, but man, do we have a lot.
We got a lot of land, we got a whole lot of land. So stand up and be proud, and sing up very loud. We stand up from the crowd, cause